Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
From the Good Day Gang,
we take a walk.
The sun,
hi.
The sun is shining down.
Burns my feet as I touch the ground. Niceness of being in Houston. I drove through Houston last week. I have found, you know, the spaghetti maze that is Los Angeles roadways. Mm-hmm. I think the second most spaghettied city in the country is Houston.
Really?
Oh, my God. The levels of roadways and driving around.
Freeways.
Pay attention to the signs.
Other,
oh, yeah. Over, under, sideways, down. Nice to be there. KJOZ. Hello. Good morning. Everybody around the world who's listening at DougStephan.com. 400 radio stations and who knows how many opportunities, Richie. RadioAmerica.org, DougStephan.com, CRN Talk. What is it, Jennifer, now there?
CRNTalk.com, you got
That's
it.
That's what it is. Thank you.
And then we are everywhere.
TuneIn and Stitcher and Spreacher or whatever that.
All of those.
All of them. All right, so today in the world, I want you to start the day by taking a deep breath.
Okay, let me do that. Hold on.
Do you, as you start your day, give thanks for whatever it is that I've now started? I go to bed and I'm thinking thanks.
I do when I go to sleep, but can I make a true confession?
You
when that
up.
Alarm goes off, only bad things go through my head.
Oh, really?
But at night, I usually pray before I go to sleep.
Well, but see how much better you could start your day if you thought about the good things for which you have to give thanks. This is a whole new... I have changed so much, and you can hear it. You guys know me well. The last 3 or 4 months have brought a lot of soul searching. I guess that's, you know, you think about what your reality has been, and then you look at what is, and then you think, well, we didn't like what was. What is may be okay, but what do we do to change the what will be? As Tolle says in The Power of Now, there is absolutely no reason to be thinking about the past because there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. As I was driving across the country, I was listening to all these CDs, and they were very instructive to sort of cap a lot of the work that I've done over the winter to just kind of keep figuring it out. And even though you can continually do work on yourself to figure it out, things change in your circumstances. So as you think about where you are right now, now already is the past. It's fascinating when you think of the clock ticking. We got 1 minute that we've had, and what have we done with that minute? What have you done with the second that we just went through? There's a paperweight on my desk that reads, "What would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail?" So put that question into your head. Maybe the better question is, what is worth doing even if you fail? What is worth doing?
Well, if you
doing?
Do you really fail? I don't
Well,
think
that
so.
May be right. The answer.
Even
you
when
just
you fail, you
the
haven't
answer.
Failed.
Yeah.
Right,
you've
done.
Accomplished something.
Right. Yes.
You've learned.
Yep.
Failing is inactivity.
There you go. 888-302-3684-888-302-DOUG is the way to reach us. If we say something that is pithy and you want to be on the air, and we think you ought to get on the air, email to all four of us. That won't work. All four of us at DougStephan.com. No. Doug.
We should make one of those.
That would be cool.
Should.
That would be right. Forwarding service.
Kenny and Richie. And then there's Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. Kenny, so what's leading? Is it Mrs. Clinton? What's the big thing in terms of our social media? I know that there's still a lot of comments about Charlotte, my beloved Bulldog, passing. What else do we have?
Starting to get a bunch of comments about the today's video of the day.
Mm-hmm. A good one.
From Will Stack, Stack. South Carolina.
Yeah, right. Check that out if you haven't. Please, check it out. What are the people saying, Kenny?
Char says, "I'm glad he took the time to make this positive thought video. Perhaps his common sense will make an impact."
Yeah.
Realistically, those that are having problems with law enforcement are not sitting around watching videos. They're out robbing stores.
Well, I saw that myself, and I thought to myself, "Oy." But this is sort of what the trend is here. This program is aimed at putting a positive foot forward. That's why there's not a lot of political talk. There's not a lot of talk that will divide us. It'd be nice if we could sort of get together more. And this video of the day may help you do that. What else, Kenny?
Kristen says, I just shared this on my own page. Truth like this should be spread, not the media hype crud.
Yeah, that's good. What else?
Well,
media hype crud.
Crud. I love that.
What a great descriptive word.
Crud is
media
a great word, just
hype
in general.
Crud. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Gary.
That's it for the video. Okay. There's some comments about the presidential sweepstakes.
Yeah, nothing new there, probably. Richie.
Dudley.
You're in Washington.
I am.
How often do you read the Washington Post?
It lays in my driveway every single morning.
And do you run over it on your way to work?
I do.
And you do.
You know what? My wife gets it for the Sunday circulars and for the coupons. So I pick it up and read it once a week when I have time.
All right. So last week when I was coming, remember I called you when I was driving through on, what was it, Wednesday night? When did I get home? No, Thursday night. At home on Friday morning, I had I stopped for dinner and I grabbed the Washington Post.
Yes,
and in the Post was an article that focused on the executions that have become part of the landscape in terms of not getting it done, but talking about what are the problems because more courts have halted more executions. And so there was, as you know, I'm interested in solutions. The lethal injection thing isn't working.
It's as silly as it is, it isn't working.
It's
ridiculous.
And so what did Utah do? Their answer is firing squad.
You got it.
I'm all behind it.
Texas thinks maybe they should go back to hanging.
Yep.
Well, there is a federal judge that halted all executions in Alabama. And remember, Oklahoma and Florida have done the same thing. The Supreme Court is reviewing capital punishment again. The drugs which are injected cause problems because people are really silly. It's the same drug that I would have used if I had to put my dog to sleep, or I use if I put cows to sleep on my farm, whatever it is. But the way to get around this, it seems to me, and what was suggested in this article, which I thought was, is the first time I actually even thought about it. Do you know that there are, how many people die of self-inflicted overdoses, pills, prescription pills.
All the time.
Right. So not that I'm suggesting we take a bottle full of pills and stuff it down the throat of whoever needs to be executed, but hello, instead of finding a suitable vein and positioning the needle and doing all that other stuff, how about we just take a pill, and put the things in it that are lethal, let people kill themselves with, and give them to whoever it is that we're trying to execute.
Don't you think there could be a lot of room for error, though, with people like tonguing them and, I don't know.
How many people take an overdose every single year, every single day, and don't die?
I don't know. I'm sure glad I came up with a solution, though.
You know what I think is going to happen here eventually?
Okay, Richie, what?
We're going to end up at the Running Man. Remember the Arnold Schwarzenegger flick?
Yeah.
Where they basically got convicted and they turned it into a reality television show where all the bad guys chased all the bad guys and they got points if they got into a different sector and all that stuff. Right. That's where this
it's
is
like
all
the
going.
Hunger Games. Yeah.
It's going to be right.
Bad,
it's going to be the Hunger Games here. We're going to televise the death of all of our worst criminals.
See, I think that would be it's just going to go away. People are going to say, "Well, we just can't figure out how to do it, so we're not going to do it anymore."
All right, so there you go. Thoughts are things. Four former security contractors scheduled to be sentenced today in federal court over a shooting that left 17 people dead in Baghdad in 2007. Remember that? The Blackwater people? Shooting brought worldwide attention to the trend of privatizing security operations in combat zones and us focusing on the fact that these men, some women, but mostly men, who are former military, making $30,000, $40,000 a year. Isn't that what the average person is making as a sergeant or corporal or whatever? And they go, they come out of the service, they go to work for Blackwater, they make $100,000 a year. So who's paying for that? You are paying for that. I thought it was, I think it would be interesting to see what comes out of that, frankly. Let me introduce you to power swabbing. You know what power swabbing is? It's not something you do to your car.
Careful.
Why?
Just finger on the button. Go ahead.
Power swabbing. Finger on the button.
I've got the
This is
button.
A whitening system that uses the power of stain out swabs to actually remove the stains from your teeth, Richie.
Oh, okay.
So they stay white longer.
Finger off the button, though.
Yeah,
Secret is a tooth detergent that's all natural that gets the stains off your teeth. Best part is power swabs works in less than 5 minutes. No more messy strips, no more trays, no more using toothpaste that when you are using it, yeah, it whitens up your teeth, but it takes the enamel off. You don't want to do that. You want to lift the stains off your teeth, and that's what Power Swabs does. It removes the stains on your teeth. If you have veneers, you got caps, you got crowns, all will clean up risk-free. Power Swabs, 800-281-6829. Call for Power Swabs, 800-281-6829. They will transform your smile into a wow. Look at that smile, that great smile. Don't you love it when you see Jennifer's got beautiful teeth? What a great smile. So get one like that. 800-281-6829. This is a doctor-formulated product that whitens your teeth. It is the cat's meow. 800.
So weird.
281.
Really are.
Yeah, see, people remember this number now, Jennifer. 800-281-6829. Power Swabs.
Today on App Check, Code Academy. In this day and age, everyone should know a little HTML programming. Here's an introduction to basic concepts behind apps and websites. Code Academy. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
In the new Carl's Jr. ad, Heidi Klum tempts a young man with a burger.
That young man is Jesse LeBeau. His love for basketball took him to Hollywood with dreams of starring in sports commercials and movies.
How did he break into the entertainment industry?
One of the first things I did when I got out here was find out where the actors, directors, and the producers go and play basketball. And I just showed up and started playing with them. And instead of me going up to these people and being like, oh, you do this and that, it was more of them approaching me. Hey, we want you to be on our team and we want to play with you. So basketball was kind of an equalizer.
Think about the players in your industry. Where do they hang out? What are their interests?
Find your equalizer for a fast break to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the best way to assure your children that the family is safe and all is secure? You can tell them, and, well, you should, but there's an easier way, and it works wonders for all involved. Here's the real-world science of it. Recently, I was at the airport, and this little boy and his mother were sitting near me, patiently waiting for someone. All of a sudden, the father of the family appeared, and the entire family ran to greet him, big hug, and a wonderful homecoming. Then the little boy said, "Aw, Dad, go ahead and kiss her." And Dad complied.
You need kissing badly. You should be kissed and often, and by someone who knows how.
What's the cheap psychological trick? When children see their mothers and fathers affectionate with each other, it speaks loudly that their family is safe and secure, and that any form of separation is remote. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Everybody's trying to make a buck these days off of being green, and check this out. The Japanese have released a 1,300-pound machine that crunches up office waste, like old Xerox paper and such, and turns it into toilet paper. This Japanese toilet paper machine is able to produce 2 rolls an hour from around 1,800 sheets of used copy paper. Each TP machine costs $95,000. Obviously, if anybody's office has that much dead copy paper, first, they ought to be looking to reduce the madness of that kind of consumption. And what's not known is just how much juice this 1,300-pound beast uses to process all the Xerox paper to kick out just 2 rolls of toilet paper. And after you've tried Charmin with aloe, by the way, recycled shredded Xerox paper will never hold a candle. from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, 13 before the hour. Dr. Bruce Shanohoff, who is a non-traditional practitioner in many ways. He has a decompression chamber. He has a device
table.
That he uses. He has a table, a couple of tables in his office in Encino, California, as a practitioner of one who helps, in fact, people who have really problematic backs. He has a website, 818newback.com, in which he extols the value and virtue of thinking things through and not just taking the gobbledygook that comes from the medical establishment, thus reading between the lines of some of the stories. So we got a couple of minutes for this week's story, Bruce.
Well, Doug, you know, last week I was looking at an article about a Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania nurse's aide who was awarded $11.6 million after 4 years of ongoing paralysis as a result of developing Guillain-Barré syndrome after receiving her mandatory flu vaccination. Now, this is all in conjunction with last week. The California State Senate, so this would apply to your new grandchild, the State Senate is pushing a bill to take away parental rights to limit any choices about which vaccines to receive or choice about when they should be administered. Now, personally, I can't think of another attack on personal liberty that trumps this. I can't think of one during my entire lifetime. But they are pushing this bill in spite of testimony from the likes of a Stanford University PhD in immunology who testified before the committee and explained the science as to why the law would provide no increased public safety benefit, and a computer technologist who created for the CDC the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System, which receives 30,000 reports a year of vaccine adverse reactions, 4,500, which tend to be serious. So, you know, this whole dictate about public safety first, I want you to stop and think about this, Doug, for a second. If we applied that to our legal system, it would change it to guilty until proven innocent. Because if you reason, public safety is better served by having as many criminals in jail, regardless how many innocents get locked up with them. Yeah. Well, in this case, they're saying, well, we'll be safer with the vaccines, no matter how many innocent people are vaccine injured as a result of them.
There's food for thought. Between the lines, Dr. Bruce Shanohoff, 818newback.com is his website. Bruce, good. Thank you.